family, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of Living Your Life Without Limits. And today we're talking about estate planning with none other than Maria Permusco from MVP. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Wake up, everybody. Let's elevate your mind. Live your life.
Morning, Maria, my sister from another mother. How are you doing today? You're looking fabulous, so I don't have to ask how you're looking, but how are you feeling and how you're doing?
Thank you so much, Shannon. You're taking from a gorgeous lady as you are. Thank you for compliments. Doing well. Excited to share the information news with your listeners. As usual, very appreciative of what you're doing for the whole community and all the communities that you cover. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And what I love so much about what you do, and we're going to dive right into this, and I want all the viewers and listening audience to please take some notes on something. Maria is an expert attorney as it talks about estate planning. And I have enjoyed her on the show, not one time, not two times, multiple times. And she's been out to fairs, really educating the community about the importance of estate planning. And in full disclosure, I had a trust and now getting my own stuff updated after meeting Maria to make sure everything is solid and to the benefit of myself, my company, and my family. So that is honest. I'm not bringing someone that I'm using her services myself. And we have a special thing we're going to talk about at the end. But Maria, once again, thank you. But for people that are not familiar, I want to kind of take it back a little bit and do a little bit of early education because people don't know what they don't know, right? Tell us, what is actually estate planning and why is it important for us, whether we have money or not, to have this preparation done?
Indeed, more than 70% of Americans don't have any estate plan. It seems like a conspiracy theory. The government or, you know, institutions are hiding the information. That's my personal take on it. That's why I'm trying to use any possible avenues to spread the information. So what is an estate planning? People don't know. Estate planning, basically, you as a person, as a head of the family, as a business owner, as a parent, as a pet owner, as a child, whoever, it doesn't matter what capacity you're in, you have to take in your own hands your future of yourself, of your family, of your business, of any people that you love, any organizations that you want to donate to, or with anything. Because if you don't have a plan, if you don't have that estate plan, it means the government has the plan for you. If you fail to create certain documents, such as living trusts, a will, a power of attorney, healthcare directive, there are rules created by the government for you. And believe me, those rules most all do not work. And you don't want your family, your next of kin, your child, your wife, your husband, to be stuck with those gears of government system, with judicial system, get stuck with courts, with extensive fees and costs. There's a simple possibility. Spend the time with an attorney, estate planning attorney. Explain your situation. I just need to know your family dynamic. Who you are, what do you do, what is your family, what do you want for them in the future? And you can put that in writing. And that is an estate planning.
I love how you broke it down this time. I think you even made it more simplistic for people to really understand that estate planning is your life. You don't necessarily have to have millions of dollars and different things to do that. Now, within estate planning, I want to talk about one that comes up a lot, that in the estate planning process, as you mentioned, there's several different documents and different avenues that you can go with. So Explain the difference. This is a two-part question. The first part is, explain the difference between a living trust and a will. And then the second part of the question is, when is it beneficial to do a living trust versus a will? Because people for years have heard about will, the word will, right? You heard the sayings, people wrote it on a piece of paper or toilet paper and put it somewhere and wheels. And what about the will? But then a trust is something that's still very new to many people that don't really know what that means and what it entails. So break that down to us. And that's a two-part question. So let's start with the first one. What is the difference between a living trust and a will?
Well, the answer kind of entails both parts. So you're absolutely correct. Classically, a will is a way to transfer wealth from one generation to another. See, it writes on a bar stool somewhere on a napkin. It's enough. It's called holographic will. You write it down. Usually you need just two witnesses to witness a will. You don't even need a notary. And two witnesses sign that you indeed created this will. Will, basically, it is your will. I, Maria Premushko, want my children to split my wealth after my passing equally. Or I want to give $5,000 to my gardener or to the church or whatever. It is your will. How do you want to create it? It can be updated numerous times. You know, these grannies. I mean, oh, my son wasn't good to me today. I'm going to change my will.
Yeah.
But it can rewrite it relatively easy. You don't necessarily need an attorney for that. With the living trust is a more formal document. It consists of the whole package. Usually I create the whole package that consists of a living trust, a will, borrower will, a powers of attorney, healthcare director. So everything you need while you're living to function your life while you're living in case you become disabled or when you pass away. Wills do not address all of that. Wills are effective only at the time of your death. Living trust, it's called living. It lives with you. It lives throughout your life. And you can, as a responsible person, enlist here all the terms, how you want your life to be governed while you're living. You're in charge. In case you become incapacitated, who is going to be in charge of your wealth, of your business, of your bank account of your child, and what happens when you pass away, who, when, and on what terms will receive the inheritance. And that is a more formal procedure. I don't know if anybody purchased a house, you remember how many signatures you had to put? That's pretty much the same, and a lot more work involved. You work with an attorney. We have an extensive interview. I ask a lot of questions because I have to see what family dynamic because each and every family is different. That's why trusts is going to be different for each family. Could be, as I told you, a single mom, or it could be blended family with multiple kids and multi-million-dollar estate. So it doesn't matter. I still go in depth through questions. We try to foresee what kind of scenarios life can bring with the children. I ask uncomfortable questions, about how kids are good. So if you like your son-in-law or daughter-in-law, if somebody has a substance abuse issues, if somebody has criminal record. So we go into nuts and bolts of your family. Sometimes people cry. Sometimes people call me after an age. I didn't tell you my secret. And based on that, we create the document, comprehensive document that will, and you make decisions now. The beauty of it that you make decisions now. If I become incapacitated.
Now, I want to ask a question really quickly. It's not just in death or in incapacitation with a living trust. There's actually ways, isn't it not, and clarify for me, that people put they're functioning fine, they're healthy, but they put things in trust to protect wealth that they have, right?
That can happen. The revocable living trust, it's called asset protection.
So yes.
I talk about it with my clients in detail. There are tax consequences. In California, there is no death taxes, but there's federal estate tax. Now it's relatively high, over $12 million. However, for my higher wealth clients, we have to plan ahead. And that's called asset protection. We can create an irrevocable trust, the trust that you create, and kind of separate yourself from the assets. And that way, government doesn't see it, and you don't have to, you separate the taxes that you have to pay, and you separate that well. Also, it's important, not just for wealthy people. Like actually, one of your listeners, I created a similar trust for her. Lady was in a nursing facility already. They just recently sold the house. And of course, she ended up with bulk of money, hundreds of thousands, and at nursing facility. She couldn't qualify for Medi-Cal, and she didn't have any source of income. It's just Social Security. Mm-hmm. And with this bulk of money, she wouldn't be able to apply for Medi-Cal. So when I stepped in, what we did, we created an irrevocable trust. We took this money. There is a special formula. It's not easy. It takes time. But we were able to separate this money from her. Actually, when I spoke with her, it was her decision that she wanted her children to have some kind of inheritance. She had a plan that she worked all her life, paid all the taxes, and now she has to spend it all on her extended care just because it was bad timing on selling a house and she got into a nursing facility. So there were... We're very thankful, and we were able to save this hard-earned money for her kids and for necessary.
It's interesting that you tell this story. How I became knowledgeable of trust years ago was a very similar situation of a family member that did not want to, they had that strong feeling too. I'd worked all this life, I paid all this money in there. Why should I have to either sell my house to get these benefits or something? But they formulated a trust to be able to will that out. And then it showed that they had no assets or debt, and they could get the stuff that they felt, I'm entitled to this. My life into this. Why am I now got to sell my property, use my own stuff to do it when I should get the same benefit the other people? So that's how I became knowledgeable on doing it. The importance of doing it and did ours. But now, like you said, moving to something else, you can update it. Like mine needs updating.
Yeah.
What I had then, why I ended up coming to you personally, is that now I need updates. What worked then doesn't work now. It needs changes. So with a living trust, you can change these things, right? Talk to us about that.
That's why we call it living trust. Well, ideally, for any estate planning attorney, you create it right away when you get out of your parents' house, or at least when you get married, or at least when you get a child, and it grows with you. You having a bank account, you put it in the name of the trust. You purchase a home, you put it in the name of the trust. You get a new kid, you update the trust. So you sell the home and buy another one, you update it. So you appointed a guardians for your kids. Then something changes. So they passed away, moved, or you got into an argument. You want to change, update, make sure it's always. That's what. But again, I don't trust my clients all the time. Very few are on top of their heads and call me for updates or ask me, should I do anything? I made this change. Sometimes it's not necessary. So I do call my clients in about 2 years, 2.5 years, say, how are you? Any new kids, new wife, new houses, whatever. Tell you what's going on. And we undecided we need an update.
I actually love that because life does bring changes and you don't think about it. You do something and tuck it away and think you're there, but your whole life has changed from the time that you originally created it. Okay, so with that in mind, what are the core pieces, the key documents that regardless of your wealth, regardless of your status, that you highly recommend people do and have in place? What are those documents?
So we can go gradually. So you're 18-year-old adult. Must have power of attorney, healthcare directive, HIPAA form. So power of attorney for financial and legal matters. Healthcare directive to entrust somebody to make medical decisions for you, and HIPAA to allow access your protected health information. Why? Your adult kid went to college across the state, and somebody calls you, hey, there was a car accident and your son is at the hospital. What do? You call the hospital and they tell you, hey, we don't know you. And it's protected health information. We're allowed not to disclose anything to you. You are freaking out as a mother and not knowing what to do. What's the state? What flying there? Of course, but by the time you reach that point, you already, even give some shivers. I don't want to be in that situation. Simple. You have these three documents. You send them to the hospital. They disclose information right away. You can discuss the treatment plan, etc. So that's to start. Then you grow. You get a child. That's the moment you have to have a will package that consists of a will where you appoint guardians for your child. And then, of course, power of attorney, health directive, HIPAA forms. Because people with children, so important. Because even if you're alive, car accident. Thank God for those car seats, kids are safe. You're taken to the hospital. Who picks up a child? People say, my mother, my grandmother, my brother, whoever, relatives. No, police officers cannot entrust a child to a stranger. They don't know if your mother is a drunker and beats up kids all the time. So, but there could be a simple temporary guardianship glove compartment at the school, at the daycare. And that's easy. That peace of mind, everything I'm doing is trying to make sure that people have peace of mind. There's enough to worry about in a life. And life can happen at any time. Accidents, illnesses, sudden deaths, anything that can happen. And it's better to have. So you have a child, then you grow, your family grows, you purchase a home. So anytime your estate grows up to more than 160,000, you have to have a trust and put all the terms in here, especially if there is a real estate, if you have a house. Because everything under 160,000 can be, if you pass away, can be resolved within informal probate proceedings. But if your estate is more than 160,000, then we have to open a full-blown probate process.
Which can take years.
So we didn't get to that. So why definition distinction between wills and trusts also? If you have a will, and your estate is more than 160,000, there is going to be probate. Will merely gives a judge an idea who you wanted to your money or wealth go to. That's why if you hear on TMZ or People Magazine of celebrities dying, and if you hear all the details of how many wives, children, millions they have, it means there was no trust. Hopefully there was a will. And if you don't hear anything, then their attorneys did a good job and created a trust. Everything remains within family. Everything is protected. No probate is necessary.
But you're surprised, not to interrupt you, you're very surprised these people with money and success that die. You hear it all the time. And kind of, not that it's good or not, but you kind of understand people that are struggling to say, well, I don't know how. But with people with mass wealth, how it's
for me, again, they're handlers, instructors, or be, people support. They have multiple attorneys, but they didn't, they those attorneys were there just to collect the fees. They didn't care about these people. That's my take on it. Also, we have this, one of your listeners actually came to me, her mother passed, and they came to me and brought trust. They said, everything's good, we need just to administer the trust. But when I reviewed the trust, unfortunately, it wasn't done properly. So property wasn't transferred into the name of the trust, and it didn't make sense. They paid good enough of money for that document, but it didn't mean anything. And I had to open a probate for them. And we are in this probate also already second year. And nobody's fighting. Kids are all on the same page. They know what they want. It just takes time and money. And it's so unfortunate that people have to go through that. Probate takes about roughly 2 years, maybe more. And it costs a lot of money. For example, if my trust, if people pay me, let's take, like they have standard, they have a house and some pro accounts, about $1.5 million estate. What's $1.5 million here in Southern California? It's your house in certain areas and maybe some account, even less. So, but for this estate, if I created a trust, proper trust, it would have been around $3,500. Now in probate, I will make a little less than $30,000.
Because you're now, but look at the work that has to be done on the back end. I cannot emphasize to anyone under my voice right now or looking at this, what I love so much about Maria is that she truly, truly cares about what she's doing. She's passionate about it. And I have now been dealing with Maria for a couple of years. She's been consistent in her passion and conviction of the importance of estate planning. And let me say this. We as minorities, African-Americans and Hispanics and other ethnicities, but primarily African-Americans and Hispanics, we suffer a lot due to lack of knowledge and understanding. And because we feel we don't have oftentimes the wealth that others have, we don't recognize the importance of doing basic fundamentals, such as even life insurance or estate planning. And so I'm encouraging everyone that is here. She's given you one scenario. I could give you 20 or 30 more that I know of personally, that even if you do have a trust like I have, when I met Maria, I had a trust. But after listening and interviewing her, I went and had a consultation with her. And we're in the process now of updating my trust because my life has changed and things need to be updated. So whether you have one already or you don't have one, it is important that you get this done. And nobody else coming or going that I would personally recommend than Maria, an MVP, because I know her intentions and her motivation behind it is not to do gain, but to really, really inform and educate and make sure that people are made whole, not only in life, but their wishes are honored in death. And before I let her finish, I want to tell a really quick story. A very, very good friend of mine, who was a well-to-do man, but he was a teacher who was passionate about it. And many years ago, he died, and he left a mutual trust between him and the wife. And that at the end of her death, certain things were supposed to happen and the wealth was supposed to be divided. He had children. Neither one of them had them together. He had five people in his side and she had one. She wanted hers to go to the son. It was supposed to be 50% divided, all assets, all things liquidated. And 50% of it was going to go to her son. After both of their deaths, whoever died last, and the other 50% of his, he had five people he wanted to go to. But let me tell you what happened. He died. All the people got the letters. You know what happened? They had a clause in there that she had the ability to change the trust. And her son, even though he was going to get 50% of something he did not work for, nor did she, he had all the wealth, convinced her to change the executor of the estate. They never even sent a letter to the people to tell them that the person was changing. She died recently. He already sold assets that was in the estate. He says that was not a part of the estate. He has blocked up things. Nobody knows what's going on. As a matter of fact, before she died, he moved her and stuck her in a nursing home. Nobody knew she died until the day of the funeral. So the man who built the wealth, his children, don't even know if they're going to get their part. Why am I saying this? Because of something Maria said. That trust was not done properly. Had they had a Maria at that time, there would have been no way that this son could have manipulated, changed the executor, sell assets, and the man who built the wealth, own children, may not get anything.
Nope.
So I'm speaking in the passion of this, the necessary importance of it. So I'm going to give it back to you, Maria, but it stirred something in me when you said that, and I wanted to tell and explain to the viewers and listening audience, this is real and important.
This particular scenario I just had, like 2 years ago, I had the couple with blended family. So what I did to avoid this particular situation, I created not one, but three trusts. One joint and two separate. Separates were just standby. So one joint, while they're living, they could do whatever they want. Once one becomes incapacitated, mentally, physically, that's it. You cannot touch anything. So now this guy passed just recently. So all of his 50% will go to his separate trust or his kids. And wife doesn't have any option to do anything. Even if she wants to sell the house, she has to have all the signatures of one of the kids of the other side. So there are ways to, that's why I discuss each and every scenario of your family. And we try to even avoid a thought that something might happen. So, and all, everybody knows, kids know, hey, no, you can't do anything like that. Also, I want to thank you for mentioning underrepresentation of African-American and Hispanic and all communities that are there. When you go to that, I cringe all the time. When you go to probate courts, you know, huge corridor where people wait for their turn to go to the courtroom. If you look at the you know, who they are, yeah, African-Americans and Hispanics and underrepresented.
Because we're not knowledgeable.
Just
the Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge. When it comes to wealth and information and protection and health and things like that, we are rarely given full disclosure and transparency, nor do we seek it out because our parents and our parents and parents didn't have it. But that being said, we can go on and on with this. But what I want to do is two things. One, I want Maria to sum up one thing, what she wants to have happen. And we're going to give a special thing that we're going to do for here. And then Maria, I want to see, it's so much we can dive into this. I'd like to bring you back one more as we do a live and actually take questions. from our pure listening audience. Are you game for doing that?
Excuse me?
Are you game for doing that?
I always, as not.
I am going to. So what we're going to do, it's so much to cover, family. I'm going to get with Maria's team, and we're going to do a special Q&A session live. I'm going to get with my production team and Maria, and we're going to plan something, and we're going to have it where we come right on live together, where I'm side by side with her. We answer the chats. Who knows? We may even have an open audience as well. So it's going to take a little planning on my side. Give the audience a final send away. What do you want to leave? What do you want them to take away from this and the importance of that before we give them that announcement?
Just like you said, if something happens to you today, how do you leave your family? As a beacon of your family, as a provider, as the responsible human being, or you're going to leave them in distress? When someone passes, there's enough to worry about. There's enough to think about. There's not to do. And what you can do is to provide them with peace of mind that you took care of them, that they don't have to make unnecessary expenditures, unnecessary spending, unnecessary time and effort. They know exactly what's going to happen and that you took care of them. That is very important. Peace of mind for you and your family.
Well said. So family, I told you I had something special to tell you. Maria is going to offer 25% discount for her services for all viewing and listening audiences of Living Your Life Without Limits up until June the 1st. So if you secure services with her and use the code LYLWL2023, when you call in to make your appointment, you will receive a 25% discount. That is huge. And she also has the ability in her office to make payment arrangements with individuals if you cannot pay it all at one time. You can't get it better than that. So let me say it again. For all the viewing and listening fans of Living Your Life Without Limits, it is your time to get your house in order through estate planning. And Maria, an MVP, is offering 25% discount. Let me say it again. 24% discount up until June the 1st. For all the fans, all you need to do is call in or email in LYLWL 2023 to receive that discount. Book your appointment and she will get you on your way to living your life without limits and peace of mind that your affairs are in order. Maria, thank you again from the bottom of my heart and your commitment and passion to our community. You are truly my sister from another mother. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your expertise and your passion. And I want the phones, you to come back and tell me that they're ringing off the hook because now is the time. And as I close today, family, love yourself enough to do this, not only for you, but for your loved ones. And make sure things are left as you want. This is your time for your final hours to make sure your requests are being made known. And you put people over things that's going to follow through. And Maria will make sure it won't be no funny business going on. And as I sign off, and I often do, remember, family, to what? Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Because guess what? You are absolutely worth it. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you so much.